We come hard for just even on our last episode. We have talked about Americans that have not put in any effort learning about. This usually comes up on the other way. People that have no idea about where they're fucking going. But when someone says, wait a minute, you mean they have different outlets?
Wait, what?
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I just want to say, I grew up in Oklahoma and thought David Copperfield was just a magician. But at the age of 12, But at the age of 12, I knew that different countries had different fucking outlets.
She's not been anywhere, poor thing. This is someone who needs an emotional support human to travel with.
Oh my God.
And here's the thing. She needs him to make all the decisions for her. Because her anxiety is so great. This is someone who doesn't need to be doing this.
Don't start talking about it like this because then it won't be funny. And that's the point because this is y'all 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days. This is season 7, episode 3.
The Sound and the Fury, or I think they're just calling it Sound and the Fury.
But you told me Sound and the Fury.
Yeah, I think that was
Sound and Fury, whatever.
So instead of, now it's not Dickens anymore, we've moved on to Faulkner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've never read anything of his.
I know, we've been through this.
I should.
It's too late for you.
Oh.
I think you'd get impatient with it. Although I think As I Lay Dying, I think you'd really enjoy, it's a little funny. My advice, don't start Absalom now. That's such a good novel. But The Sound of Fury is a fantastic novel. Faulkner is, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Right now I'm reading the biography of Andy Griffith. So when I get done with that.
Strangely, they're not that different. Both echoing in Southern post-Confederate depression.
All right, then. Well, y'all, a couple of announcements. Again, we're in New York City right now. And New York City, with our friend Mary Payne and Ron Bailey, we were all invited to the TLC event, a kickoff of Before the 90 Day. You can listen, if it's not out already, coming soon will be an episode of us and Mary Payne talking about our experience of the boat and us having good fun. So be sure to look out for that or go back and listen if you missed it. Also, we want to remind you that this week there will be no class list because I'm in the Dominican Republic at my sister cousin's daughter's wedding. But
sounds
but also,
like a, definitely sounds like a wedding you should be going to.
But wait a minute. She is. But my sister cousin's daughter, she is the sister cousin to both my nephews because they're all the same age. That's what's kind of great because it was the older sister, then
is it?
My brother, and then me. And then it's Victoria, Dylan, and Cody, my
sounds
two nephews.
Sounds tedious.
Parts of my heart. It's not my sister cousin's daughter. Am I actually going to, am I going to my nephew's sister cousin's wedding?
That's worse.
Okay, whatever. We'll figure it out. I just hope
they might
I get,
as well be strangers at this point.
I am praying. I am manifesting.
I don't get it.
I want to be. We're staying at one of those resorts. I hope I see someone that's been on 90 Day.
You never know.
I would die.
You might see Johan.
I told Poodle, if I saw Johan, I would talk to him.
Or,
and
what's
ride
his
off
the
name? Whole trip.
Johan. Johan.
Johan. Johan.
Yeah, you might have a chance with that one.
Maybe. Hey, tell me you need $200 to fix your mom's roof. There's only one thing I need. Hey. I paid a go-go board for more and gotten less.
I'd use the safe.
I would definitely put my passport in that.
Yeah.
And the business card immediately.
You're like banging him and you're wearing your money belt. Yeah. You're like, sorry, I didn't know where this is at all times.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, everybody. Wow. Also, Poodle is going to be doing a collab with DocuSweeties with Chris and Wall.
It'll
about
be all
the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. That's a bonus. Everything will be with subs. My subs.
Well, I'm sure you'll find somebody. Again, you can't do podcasts with people that you're fucking.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah. It's all women.
Yes, I'm sure. I don't know what's kind of happening,
but
please. I think I almost had sex with my Amazon delivery driver the other day. I think I had a chance. It was when it's really hot in LA because of our Instacart, you know, my neighbor.
It's just essential workers.
Well, this guy, he comes in and he is really cute Latino guy. And he's wearing like, I knew he was gay because the shorts were just too tight fitting. There was those short shorts that just you could see, and he was really muscly, and he had the socks. And all I said was, I offer this to everybody when it's hot, we weren't during a heat wave. I said he was delivering a package to someone else, but I happened to be down. I let him in the door.
He wasn't even delivering a package to you?
Not to me, to my neighbor upstairs. So I let him in the door.
This is strange.
No, I just taking out my trash. He was outside ringing the call box, and I said,
"You came on to him."
No, I didn't. I said, "Do you need to be let in?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Sure." I opened the door, and I said, "Which apartment?" And he said, 7. I was like, "Oh."
And that should have been the end
of it. And I said, Jim and Tanya, they're up there on the right.
And that's the end of the conversation.
And then we walked upstairs, and he went in front of me, and I noticed
The end of the conversation.
And I noticed he had a very V-shaped body, very muscly arms, and a rocking ass. And I said, would you like a water? It's hot
that's
outside.
That's a come on.
No, I would have offered that's that a to come anyone.
On. That is a come on.
Well, he turned around, he looked at me and smiled. He's like, that's so sweet of you. Yes. I said, okay, sure. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, what's going to happen? And then my gay neighbor opens the door to his apartment and says, hey, what's going on? Because he was leaving. And I said, nothing. And then in that moment, he realized I went inside to grab the water. And the gay Amazon driver and my neighbor were just standing there looking at me. And I gave the water to him. And my neighbor said immediately, he went down the stairs and he said, I'm so sorry.
You almost bagged another essential worker.
I don't know what I'm putting out, but it is advertising.
It's desperation. Y'all, anytime you're in his apartment building, you are a potential target.
Potential. Who needs Grindr?
I don't know if that's...
I need to start a new app called Courier.
Hey, do you want a glass of water?
Not a glass. I give them like a Waterloo. I do that all the time in the summer with men and women. Probably
I'm
more
sure.
Men than women, but
what a humanitarian!
Hey, one time two delivery guys delivered a coffee table, and it was the end of the day, and I said, "Y'all want a beer?" And they said, "Sure." I just gave them a beer.
Are you lonely?
I need to get a dog. All right.
I just got really sad. Do we need to take you to do more things?
No, I'm fine. I think, though, we do need to move on.
Wow.
Shall we go to South Africa?
Yeah, again, y'all, just a note. When he says South Africa, we are aware that that is not a South African accent. He can't do anything but a Scottish accent.
It sounds the same.
It is definitely not the same. South Africa.
Are you afraid of human trafficking, my boy? Doesn't
South Africa.
Anyway, Africa. Y'all, we're back in the land of...
Yes, we've been to South Africa a lot.
But this guy's a lot better than a lot of the usual South African men that we see. Sunny is really hot.
Vea, do we get an age for Vea?
Yeah, Vea is 27.
Okay, thank you.
Sunny is...
Vea 25.
It's Vea... We're going to talk about her later.
Vea does not seem 27, by the way.
No. Vea is from Orlando,
the city where dreams are made of. I took the harmony because I expected you to sing with me.
Oh.
Do it again.
Orlando, the city where dreams are made of.
Kind of. You didn't know. You didn't actually follow the melody, but that's okay.
I was going to say that was better, but you know what? I like the first one more.
She's in Orlando, and he's in Durban, South Africa.
Yeah.
I looked this up. This is on the coast, and it is, it looks like it's a lot of, he even says there's a lot of Indian people, a lot of colonial, kind of, when they literally brought people there. So a lot of Indians, a lot of Bangladeshi people.
He grew up in Bangladesh.
He feels more at home there.
But his dad moved out of the country, and I wrote like three times. He is so
cute. I agree. He's very cute. I will say his pictures.
He looked like a model when he was slimmer.
He's giving thirst in those pictures.
Oh,
yeah.
He knows he has good hair and pretty eyes. Y'all, he's like Poodle. Can't walk by a mirror without stopping to pause.
Yeah. So he says, my girlfriend is coming. We need some spicy to make food for my girlfriend. He's going to make curry for her. And he basically says, I had one girlfriend in South Africa, but it didn't work out. Then I decided to download this international dating app, and I met Vea from Orlando. She's like, she had two colors of hair and beautiful eyes. And I thought it was too good to be true, like a scam. So he thought she was scamming him.
Y'all, well... All of her pictures are very Photoshopped.
They're very Photoshopped. I was, when they showed her in real life, I went, her? It was very Anne for Arrested Development. Her? That's her?
Yeah, because you asked, and I...
It's not that she's not attractive. That's not what I'm saying. She just doesn't look like any of those photos.
It's her hair.
It's her hair. We think it's a wig.
It's either a wig or she's just, because it's so in front of her face.
It is, and it feels like there's a little wig distance.
So maybe we're going to, and you know what, probably going to happen.
Come at us, y'all.
We're probably going to find out that she has alopecia or something, and Jake's going to feel terrible. He brought it up, y'all, not me, him.
Y'all, he was thinking it too, and he lets me, you know what, I'll take the hit. I don't mind it. I'll sit on that grenade.
It always is, though, in the live show when you start reading someone
every
for
single time. Every single time that I will read a shout out in a live show, and it's
and
a little,
ones that are really
it's
long.
A little long, and or there's like a grammar mistake in it, or something will be kind of just I'll make fun of it right there, and it's like, I came tonight because my dad's coming off of chemo. Oh, I'm the asshole.
Beautiful. And later that day, he's walking in the rain with his good buddy, Ali. And he says, we are like close. And have lived together for 5 years. I'm leaning in.
How long have they been together?
I don't think he's gay.
Almost a year. They've been talking for almost a year. And he wants to, again, I love this construction and I say it all the time, but I'm just fascinated with the way it translates in English. I want to propose her.
Yes, he wants to propose
her. I want to propose her. And in English, the conceit is you propose to someone, obviously. But anywhere, I think in any other language, I bet it is, the verb is only propose.
I want to purpose her.
I want to purpose her.
I want to purpose her.
Isn't language interesting? Some people hate this and they just tune out when I do it.
I don't mind it. And
yes,
I usually,
you do.
No, I don't mind. And I usually get bored when you say something.
I just find language fascinating like that. Because I think English is one of the probably few languages that uses a direct object for that.
Okay, now I'm bored.
I know.
But at first I
went too far.
You went too far.
I flew too close to the sun on wings of pastrami. I went okay. too far like I always do. God damn it. If a person's not bored, I'm not happy. If a person can have a look on their face like, can we move on?
I'm going to be like Rachel Griffith in 6 Feet Under when her brother's just talking to her and it's just going on and on and on. And then she dies. Remember in the last episode of 6 Feet Under? Because what was her brother's name? That really hot guy played him. We met him once. Ooh, y'all, I met him once and he was so sweet. But he played her brother and that's how she died. Spoiler alert.
I always felt really a lot of common hours with Brenda from 6 Feet Under. I love
her. What a great, that and the Americans, two of the best finales ever.
They're talking about, he's like, I love that she's always there for me.
And he feels sympathy for her because she said her childhood was difficult.
Yeah.
And she grew up alone.
I noticed this. This is the first time they've done this. Maybe I don't think they did it anywhere else this season. This time they started with the foreigner.
No, I thought about that. And usually, and it's not only that, it's the foreigner talking about the American's childhood trauma and the experience. Like we normally.
It's a very different lens.
We normally don't get that first off.
Which tells us Sunny is going to be our way in, y'all.
Sunny's our way in, but it also tells us
they have got problems.
If they're saying this at the beginning,
yeah,
and this isn't a reveal for 4 episodes in,
yeah, I know.
It's going to be deeper shit.
I know.
It's going to get good.
I'm so afraid.
Going to get good.
Sunny's worried about the cultural differences, and Ali says, how do you know that she loves you? And that's when she's talking about, she had a difficult childhood like me. She grew up in foster care, and I understand her because I didn't grow up with my dad, and we didn't have a good relationship then. We do now because I live here with them. And the friend says, but you fight with her a lot.
Yeah. He said, last time you fought with her, you said you didn't need her anymore. And Sunny was like, yeah! I know, but, you know, sometimes maybe I can't trust her, you know.
Sometimes she screens my calls and doesn't pick them up. And her ex-boyfriend is a really good friend, Rory.
Excuse me? What?
Yeah, she's really good friends with her ex.
Ah.
And she tells me that our cultures are different and people can be friends with their exes. I say this all the time. You can fuck your exes if you want. Yes, the boundaries aren't clear.
How often do you talk to your exes?
Some of them I know.
Oh, I didn't ask that.
Not long-term exes.
I asked that. When's the last time you talked to one of your exes?
A couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm impressed. And you're friendly?
Yeah, very.
Are you friends with your exes because you like being friends with them or because you want to always keep eyes on them to see if they do better than you and then you can break up that relationship?
Why not both? I need to know what everyone's doing who I've dated. I need to know what you're doing. I need to know because you're with me and you've been marked. I'm going to be watching forever.
What does a mark of poodle look like? Is it something
666?
Oh, it shows up on their body?
Yeah, it's under their scalp, like Damien.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, no, it's just.
Or is it 6969?
It's just my fingernails.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a little paw print.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a little poodle paw print.
Little poodle paw print.
I just need to know what you're doing. I don't need to control you. I just need to know if you're dating someone hotter than me.
So, and if they are dating someone hotter than you, that's fine.
Then
you're better
off.
That
person must be horrible.
Okay. Or we could wish them a good life.
Why bother?
Well, okay.
So, obviously, they're not because they're not with me.
Okay. I've touched the nerve.
I'm sorry. I need to see what they're doing.
So Sunny says, yes, I get jealous of that, of her talking to her ex. He said, but I don't think she will cheat with him. They are very different, but they are so friendly, even after they broke up. And Sunny says, you know, but if things work out, I will propose her. And Ollie's like, yeah.
I do think this is a big cultural difference.
He said, in our culture, there is not enough freedom.
Yeah, you forget your exes, the friend says.
She has to forget everything from there. If not, it won't yeah. work.
And this, they are Muslim. So in other words, there are stricter rules for things like this.
Mm-hmm. We don't have any idea of what he feels about her showing her body or anything like that.
No, that's not the case. This is having to do with like people. Someone is in your past. They're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they can understand that. So he is going to pray at the mosque with Ali. He's like, please let us have no issues. Cut to 24 hours earlier in Orlando. This is the best thing about this show. And he says, please let us have, everything will be easy. And the show's like, we're going to see your issues and raise you.
Yeah, 24 hours earlier. So
Thea is playing, I don't know what this ball game
this
is.
This game looks fun, but I probably would scream because it's a little trampoline.
You'd be afraid balls would hit your face.
It's called Tramp Bamp. That's what it's called.
Tramp Bamp.
Mm-hmm. I'm kidding. I just made it up. But you throw a little ball at a trampoline and someone has to catch it or hit it. I don't fully understand it. Now that I'm saying it, I said, this looks fun. Now I'm talking about it. I would run from the ball in terror.
You'd run.
And scream. Yeah, you wouldn't. It'd be like when I went to gay dodgeball and they actually said, you're too gay to do this. And they sent me out. Y'all, because every time they would throw the ball at me, I would just go, no, every single time.
And the girls were like, be a man.
Yeah, it really was. The lesbians were like, come on. One woman did say, she's like, he is interrupting the flow. And literally they asked me to move to another team. And then that team asked me to move to another. And then I just.
Yeah. God. Even the faggot team said, no, thanks.
Even the ones, because they all have like. Really name, their names are like
Balls Deep,
Ball Busters, but even the one called Many Loads couldn't go there.
I always want to call them, please mistake me for a straight person. those gay leagues.
Yeah, but they all go to Vegas every year to do like a big gay recreational, not just, it's softball, kickball, rugby, water polo, and they just fuck.
Is that what you wanted part of?
No. I just wanted to make a couple of friends and be athletic.
So you don't have to invite movers in for a beer?
Yeah. I sometimes used to eat dinner with our old handyman. When he would come over and do stuff, I'd be like, well, Ron, I've been cooking. Not the one you met, not Juan.
Yeah.
Ron. Because, you know, we've had three.
Well, Ron, I've been cooking all day.
Well, Ron was like this older man, and he just, he was an older black man. He reminded me of one of my dad's mentor best friend who was like this older black man who taught my dad how to plumb. And so my heart went out to him.
So you said, why not? I'll invite this handyman to eat at my table.
Well, I felt bad because the weather was nice at least, but he and Nita, his wife, she wasn't there and she's dead now. But they were already sleeping on a tent out on the roof.
Jesus.
Because they live in Bakersfield, but they would drive their truck out here, but they needed to stay somewhere and they couldn't afford a hotel. My landlord's not going to put them up. Anyway, Ron.
Why wouldn't your landlord put them up?
Because she's cheap. So Ron retired finally. And then we got Juan. And Juan, I think, married. Juan was terrible.
Who's the next one, John?
No, the next one's Don, actually.
Shut up.
I swear to God. It was Ron. It was Juan. And now
y'all,
Don.
Y'all, if you could see my face right now.
Sorry. Haven't met him. I just heard. She's like, Don's coming. I said, okay.
we need to move on.
Oh my God. And one time she couldn't get Juan to come and fix my sink.
No,
and so she got her handyman that does her stuff.
No.
And his name is Sean. I swear to God.
No. No. Nope. Vea, Alessandra, Maddie, and Scott are playing ball.
Mm-hmm.
She's very nervous about the trip. She tells us, I'm a very anxious person. Due to my upbringing, there were 8 of us. So 8 in her family, but we were separated because my parents struggled with addiction. We were in and out of foster care. It's a very common story. In 8 children are a lot, but with parents who were addiction, foster care is something that's very common.
And I thought she, I of course didn't write it down, but it was one of my favorite things she said was, because I think a lot of people that aren't familiar with foster care, they might think foster care is like something they see on a television show or something like that, that it's like a loving family taking in children. And there are a lot of those cases, but there's also
a lot
like,
of, there's a lot of foster parents.
There's a lot of foster parents of all different types, just like we all have good parents and not necessarily the best parents, but there's,
but I'm saying you don't just, most likely you aren't with the same family.
You aren't with the same family, but I also like how they, she described
several.
You're put in with these, this family, but you didn't grow up with them. Yep. They didn't grow up with you. And you don't,
and she was in and out of it.
Yeah. And you never feel like you are just settled.
Instability.
Anywhere. Yeah. Yeah.
So she's very nervous, y'all,
which
about...
Which makes sense why she doesn't want to end her relationship with an ex-boyfriend.
Makes total sense.
She can't stand... It's painful for the abandonment.
It makes total sense.
Yeah.
I think it's not a hard leap to understand why she's the way she is.
Mm-hmm.
The leap here is her going over here and at the stage she is at 27 and being where she is at 27.
Yeah.
So she's very nervous about the rolling blackouts that she hears about. With Wayne and Holly, we experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
And Maddie's like, I have a converter. You just need to charge it. And she goes, what? What? Because they have different outlets. And she's like, sure, let me show you. And y'all, she looks at these different outlets like they are magical devices.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like the rings of power,
yes,
from Lord of the Rings.
What are these?
What are these? No, I'm not going to do dildo.
So anyway, she says.
Rings of power is good.
I feel like once Sunny and I meet, we're going to be inseparable. Boy, she is giving you so many clues.
You think guys break up with her because she's so needy?
100%. This woman is trying to make a family.
Well, she says.
She never had one.
She wants to get married and have kids, and that's what she wants to create a family.
This, all the language, I feel like once we meet, we're going to be inseparable. In other words, no one will leave me again.
Yeah.
And then, y'all, other red flags include, he reminds me to take my vitamins. He reminds me not to forget my lunch. He reminds me to wash my hair. Oh, wait, no. He reminds me to, I don't know. I feel like this man has now become her caretaker in some ways.
Yeah.
And she said, it's a good feeling to have someone who's there for you. I love his smile, his eyes, his teeth.
Great for babies.
I'm so nervous about this storyline.
Because this seems like, at least from meeting them, they both seem like two people where their heart is in the right place, but their baggage.
She's got a lot of work to do.
Their heart's in the right place, but the baggage is going to be too great. But she says, we have communication issues, and he has issues with jealousy.
He tracks my phone a lot.
Which it's, at least the way she describes it makes me get a little hairs on my neck of how can, this guy seems nice, but how controlling is he?
Here's the issue. I wonder if you're going to her dating history. I bet it's not a nice place to be.
Maybe.
I have a feeling that Rory stayed around. We're going to meet Rory soon. I have a feeling she's probably has a history of men because being controlling, because she mistakes that for affection and someone who will never leave her.
Probably,
so
yes.
And I think Rory, up with people like that.
And I think Rory is that because I was kind of like, why is he being like this? Because he flipped out and thought she was cheating before. And she's like, well, and that's where she says, if we got into a fight, I invited Rory, my ex.
Because it wasn't a bad breakup, she says.
Maddie's like, I don't think that would be my choice. And then she says, well, it also didn't go great because on social media, I
Rory
put his pictures and Rory ha-ha-ha'd it.
And he's like, yeah, because like he ha-ha because someone posing in the mirror all the time. Y'all.
So Rory's a troll.
Rory is a troll.
But also, I want to ask you, why would someone do that? Why would a man do that?
To show that, Vea is mine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what
y'all, it don't take a degree.
Yeah. I wonder who broke up in that relationship.
Good, Yeah.
I have a feeling it actually might have been her. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yes, she says, I don't understand, though, why somebody would take so many pictures. He takes a lot of pictures of himself.
I'm like, that's Rory saying that, right?
Yeah, that's what Rory said about him.
So what? He can do whatever he wants. You don't get a say, Rory.
You don't get a say in this.
Rory.
And she said, with my anxiety being so bad, there's no way I can travel to South Africa. No way. But I haven't told Sonny that Rory is coming. I'll tell him when I get there. And I like
that's
that.
That's a good Rodney name. Rory.
Rory. I do. It is. Oh, it's Rodney. And then I love that friend that when she said, I'll tell him when I get there. And Scott said, you mean with Rory standing right there? And she was like, yeah. And he's like, don't think you're going to need to tell him.
I want to say this. I
think he's going to get it.
Matt Sharp, bravo.
Where do you find
the
him?
The hits just keep on coming.
We're going to have to, hopefully this is after the fact, but that's one thing I'm going to ask him if he's there again. Where?
Can I meet your casting people?
Where do you get these people?
I want to meet casting, and I want to say, do you just wake up in the morning and having ideas for what absolute freaks.
Casting is, I'm actually glad it's finally being Oscar nominated, but
oh my God, it's everything.
It's so difficult.
Especially and for reality shows.
Think about this, for casting and for like our friends that do the PR that are so sweet to us at TLC. Y'all, think about this. Probably before we saw Paul and Carini, before we saw Big Ed, before we saw Lauren, they talked to them probably for 6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
Hours a week. Spending time learning these people.
Figuring out if they're crazy, but not psychotic.
Like, it makes me think, I hope that they get a good health plan, because if you're casting 90 Day Fiancé, you're definitely drinking in the dark on the weekend.
Oh, yeah, you are. Can you imagine being Big Ed's casting person?
Oh,
I would need to take like showers.
Oh, just imagine like Jeffrey's.
Jeffrey, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, anyway.
So we're let's talk about.
We wish them the best.
Let's talk about Brian and Ingrid.
Okay.
They are leaving the airport. He is outfitting his car with the hand controls, and she's helping him. And he's like, Ingrid says, I like these very independent, but this work is breaking my nails. And they're talking about fishing. And I said, it is so refreshing for an American to be able to speak this language. I know Ashley speaks Spanish pretty well, but in the Little Lamente accent. He has a great accent.
It's
great to hear him speak it.
Yeah.
And she has no problem understanding him ever.
Well, he's expressive because Patrick speaks it.
But Patrick speaks it like a bro.
Yeah. He does speak Portuguese like a bro.
And he speaks American like a bro or English. So.
And they are going to the hotel. He's asking her about fishing. So she gets in the shower, and he's like, I'm excited to see where the night takes us. I just want to say,
well, before you get that, she did say, I'm happy, but surprised he asked me to install the controls in his car, because he says he travels all the time, and he does it independently.
Yeah.
So anyway, go ahead.
It makes sense, though. This is a test, and he's throwing her in.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically saying, y'all, sex is important for me in a relationship, even though I don't feel that much down there. I just need to feel wanted. I'm not going to sing it.
Okay, great.
Wanting to be wanted. I'm not going to do the rest of it.
All right.
So, that's it. Sorry.
You've been coughing too much. You can't do it.
I know. There you go. There you go.
That's all I need.
That's what it is. Ow. Yikes.
Sorry, people just
screamed
in their car.
Sorry, animals in the room. So then he says, can you help me take off my jeans? And she's like, what? And this is the interesting thing here, y'all. Because at the first part, I went, this doesn't feel good. And he's like, I prefer to normalize this situation as quickly as possible.
Well, he says, I can address myself, but he says, I want to throw a test at them a little bit to see if they want to help.
I can see this.
I see this on both sides.
I see this on both sides. I can see this as it felt a little creepy, but at the same time, think how everyone who's in a wheelchair gets, you don't know if you're going to even get to this point. At this point, you want to say, what can you handle?
For me, it wouldn't be the, it wouldn't be as much that you're asking me to do things. It would make me think about trust.
Yeah.
Because you told me you're totally independent of these things, and now you're asking me, and it makes me feel like, oh, wait, you can't put the things in your car unless someone helps you. Okay, that's different.
I'm gonna listen to our disabled sissies or sissies who work with disabled people, and
I'm not
listen.
Saying yeah, one's writer because also probably
and just listen to what they think about this.
Because also I can see from his point, he's probably like, well, if I mentioned that people before,
yeah,
they wouldn't message me back on a dating app.
Let us know about this because this is
I wanted them to get to know me.
This is not my experience, obviously.
It's not our experience.
And it's very easy to judge, but we don't know Brian's experience here.
No.
And at one point, he's like I want to normalize this, and y'all, he wants her to sit down while he showers. She's like, I'm not gonna watch you, and so he gets in the shower. And he says, so you know you use a catheter, right, for the next room? She's like, wondering how to do it? And she's like, not now. I've learned too much.
I do feel like that's a lot.
That's a lot. It's too much. Yeah.
And he's already taken half a blue pill, so he's starting to get a little stiffy.
Yeah.
And he talks about like how he has to get himself hard to put on the condom. Yeah.
Then he's never explained how it works. Then he shows her the wrapper of the catheter and how it looks. And I was like, okay.
I will say this. I do think when it got to this point, I was like, this is a lot.
It's
like
a lot.
This, cause it feels a little bit now like,
this is where it jumped a shark for me.
And this is what I'm gonna say. And maybe it's like, it's probably a little selfish. And again, come at us, disabled sissies with a disability that want to read me for filth kindly if it's a case. I just think no matter what someone's disability or not, whatever, when you meet someone for the first time, you want to feel, it just felt like a lot of focus on him.
Yeah.
And like, because in the car when he was talking to her out fishing and asking her, but this all became like...
I
think she just wanted him to be, let's not talk about a catheter. Let's have pillow talk and say, it's so nice to be with you finally.
I don't know if that's an option when not talking about him.
Yeah.
And not talking
and
about
I agree.
His situation.
I agree.
Yeah. I think he's trying to kind of put her through it to see if
she's giving her everything up front to be like, if you're going to leave me. If you leave me now, I think that's it. He's trying to, if I'm going to scare you off, let me scare you now.
Yeah. And he says, she says she's overwhelmed. And he's like, you want to help me put it on? And she's like, no. And he's like, I'm not trying to disrespect you at all. And she says, no, I'm just shy. And he's at that moment, she's like, good night. And he said, I'm worried I shared too much right away.
I think that last little bit was a lot. And what the problem is, why I talk about trust, when he tells her that he was like, we think what we've heard, that he was
shot a drug dealer.
Because he was a drug dealer.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could be with somebody who withheld that from me.
Well, that's a different time, though, in his life.
Different time in his life, but own it.
When would it have come up?
I think if those people shot him and they talk about that and that happened because it was part of like being as a drug dealer, that's when I would have probably told that story. Because it makes me think, oh, you didn't tell me that. You didn't tell me the whole story because you wanted me to have just sympathy and or pity for you or whatever.
That's an interesting issue.
They're a fascinating couple.
I think
Because again, it's like, I don't think either of them, I thought a little bit at first. I mean, I don't fully trust him, but I do, I've come around like, I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think she is. I love her.
I think this issue comes to the idea of this man was 19 or 20 when this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he's obviously a very different person now. And I think he's pretty ashamed of it. So I don't know if this is something you can just tell somebody. And I don't know. I understand waiting. Because this is a big secret.
I understand waiting a little bit, but they've been together for how long have they dated? I thought it was like a year.
I can never remember.
We never remember.
These are the one things, I feel like it's 2 years.
It's a long time. If this was 6 months,
yeah,
different.
I get you. And the other thing, though,
I get your way. You're struggling.
My question is,
we don't know what it's like to be him.
How does it affect their relationship now?
Well, I'm saying it all could add up. If you're not, if you're saying, oh, I do everything and travel by my own, I'm totally independent.
Oh.
And then the first night you meet her, you need help with this. You need help with this. Wait, you didn't tell me this.
I see.
You didn't tell me this. Oh, you didn't tell me that you were a drug dealer and possibly in prison or incarcerated. And that's why it would just be so much is coming out about your life.
Yeah.
And you might be a different person now, but you're just withhold. It's the trust thing. It's not the actual things.
I guess I think there's a big difference between that and something that's happened 5 years ago and that happened when he was 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think.
Because I would 100% be with.
But a lot of people wouldn't.
I would and be also, with somebody who this would woman, like.
This woman is not that person.
No, but I'm saying what triggers me is the trust thing and the way he's doing it. Because yeah. I would date someone that, like, if someone was sober and they had a drug addiction or something like that.
I guarantee you, though, you're saying that a lot of people would not.
A lot of people would not. A lot of people
and,
would not.
Especially people. She's not. I'm not saying she's provincial. She's not from Rio.
No.
She's not.
She's from, yeah.
Yeah. And I think.
Man, I'm with you. I see both sides of it, too.
65-70% of people, if you told them right off, I was a drug dealer. There's still so much.
Again, but it's not right off. It's like maybe after a year you tell somebody that. But 2 years?
Yeah. I mean.
I just think
I understand it. I understand it,
yeah. But I understand why I did it, and I have empathy for it, but I don't think it's right.
Okay. Let's go to Lauren Faith.
Oh, God. Faith, so run, gross. Run, bakla. Run, oh. Run. So, y'all,
they could walk on the beach at least once. Maybe I could put my arm around you, lady boy.
They're leaving the airport, and Lauren says, Faith seems a little shy physically, and I hope she warms up. I can't wait to get closer to her. Yeah, we noticed. And Faith said, when I saw Lauren, I was so happy. He was energetic, and I like this. And this feels like a new chapter in my life. And they walk into the hotel, and it didn't remind you of like... It felt
like Cheers when they all go, Faith!
Yes. But
is this
like,
your guy?
Yes. Like when Frasier brought Lilith into the bar for the first time and everyone just stares at her.
Y'all, of course, he's got his own room. I keep forgetting. They have only been, as they say, talking for 5 or 6 months.
Yeah.
And she even says, the sex with men that I've had, there's never been any romance behind it. So in other words, I'm not saying if she is... I think she's being very careful about saying, I don't know if she was participating in sex work or she thought that men only wanted her because she was a trans person or just her body or just divorced from who she was.
Yeah.
That's not clear. Mm-hmm. But she does say, what we hear is there was never any romance behind it. So it seems like she has not had good sexual experiences in the past.
No.
And she says, this time I really want us to trust each other before sex. But 2 hours later, we're eating bone marrow and noodles.
Well, he does have his own room and he knows about it. We thought he wouldn't know,
yeah.
But he does know. So, yes. So they're eating food.
So we're eating bone marrow and noodles.
Mm-mm.
And she said, I'm very nervous. It's my first real date with a man.
It looked good. I wonder if this made Christina miss home. Probably not. She's probably like, I'd rather live in California and I can eat my own fucking food.
Christina, I was watching a cooking show and they were making sisig, which is like a bar food with like pork and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yes, it looked very good.
I've never had, Christina wants to cook for
us. I've had Filipino food like once or twice, mostly adobo. Yeah. There's always Jollibee.
She can cook for us, but in your kitchen, because you have a dishwasher.
There's a couple other Filipino places.
I know, I'm scared to eat it though, because I don't need another fast food place that I love.
Anyway. So she basically says, she asked him, was I the first person you were chatting with? And
I'm happy to see you. And he said, am I the first person to show up?
And she said, yep.
She said, yes, lots of foreigners say I love you, but then they don't know that I'm trans. And then when I tell them, they block me.
And he's like, oh, trust me, honey. That's why I like you. And I was like, oh, God.
Well, he did say that it is gross, but he did say, I like you. The whole deal. That's what he said.
It's not any better.
It's not any better.
Oh, God.
And he says, everything feels really effortless, but we don't have a lot of time. And
hold on. What's in my pocket?
Oh.
Oh, it's a test, Faith. I made you a girlfriend test because these other girls had to take the test. So I made one for you. And it's called the Faith Test. But don't worry. It's only 40 questions.
Okay. I thought this before. Once I explained to you that he meant this as a joke and just like to be stupid, I actually
There's
think...
literally a pigeon
God,
outside.
It's a bird on the window. Oh, it's a bird on the window. Go away, bird. Go away, bird.
I wish this was on film.
No. Oh, my God.
Y'all, a pigeon just lit on the window.
Oh, my God.
And he about had a fit conniption.
My heart went into my throat.
The bird was outside.
You know what? I held the mic the whole time because I'm a professional.
The bird was outside.
I don't care. Their beaks are, they can poke through that window and
no,
break
they
it
can't.
Through.
This is like Mothgate when you screamed, it's a bird.
Oh, I did. I'm not going to have to go over there to Hurley's Saloon and get a drink after this.
Hurley's.
Or that's what it's called.
Don't tell people where we are.
Well, this is after we're gone.
That's true.
After you gone.
We'll never be able to come back to this hotel.
I don't think we will because it doesn't have a bar.
Oh, yeah, trust me.
I knew you were pissed last night when you walked in.
I was furious. What kind of hotel is a bar? They're in renovations, which is a lie because on their website, there's a bar.
Well, it does say they have a rooftop bar, but it's open.
Which is a lie.
Mary Payne asked. They said it's going to be open in the end of September.
Liars. Anyway.
Where are we? I'm sorry. That bird scared me.
He produces this 40-question test, and he said, this will ask you. You were thinking this was a joke, and I still thought it was real.
No, he meant it. He said... I promise you, because he said, this is just something stupid to kind of break the ice. And I actually
think it's weird.
But I actually loved this between them because this is where I learned that, y'all, I'm like, I was watching this. I've always thought with our producer, Christina, I love her. We love her. We don't know how we would get along without her. She's a shady bitch.
Yeah.
And I always thought, is that Christina or is that her culture? And then as we watched this with Faith
is shady too.
I was like, Faith is a shady bacala too.
So y'all,
she was funny.
He's like, how do you get to their side of the wall? What's a place you don't want to go? Hell.
Hell.
Describe a bird. Fly high butterfly.
Butterfly.
Can snakes be found on every continent? Yes. He's like, no, there. He's like, she's like, my answer is yes.
My answer is yes.
And she's like, I just want to rip this up and send you back to the U.S. This is the way to handle a boyfriend test or a girlfriend test.
But I think this, he laughed at it and thought it was funny and didn't care about the test either.
I agree.
So I'll be honest, if he wasn't so like fetishizing, I went, Oh, you two are laughing and having a moment.
There's nothing good about this guy.
Nothing sweet can happen from this poodle.
No, absolutely nothing. This is. You're,
I really
want to
see
deluded.
The best in people, but I don't think it's there.
You need to have your head examined. Yeah, yeah. You need. There are some moments of yeah. No, listen. Then in the next breath he says, "Well, I know you want to take it slow. It's your first relationship, and you don't want to be heartbroken, but I'm okay with taking it just as slow as you want. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. But after 20 days, we need to have an idea. So
we only have 20 days.
When do I play with your penis? When do I play with your lady penis?
Yes, 20
when
days.
When do I get to play with your female lady penis?
Faith says, I know it's not enough, but we'll just have to figure it out.
Can I have a tug? Can I just a little,
right.
just a little tug?
Right. We
can
need
I
to
take
end.
Your hands up? Can I okay. just a little flash?
All right.
Lady penis. He says we need to find out sooner or later if we're sexually compatible. What does he need to find out?
Well, I don't know what he needs to find out.
I guess my question here is a lot of the talk about sexually compatible can be talked about. What do you like to do? What things do you enjoy? I don't know if she even has the words to say what he wants, what he wants to do. Like, those are the questions that I have. Like, in my head, what world of fetishizing kink,
I'll tell you,
lore does Lauren live in?
Faith loved watching reruns of, she would watch Cocktail with Tom Cruise over and over, and that she wants him to do what Tom Cruise did to Elizabeth Shue in that waterfall.
Is that it for her?
That's how she romanticizes everything. So, but I agree with you. How does she put that into words?
Well, I'm saying for him, what I'm saying, I don't know if she would understand him or if she'd even want to talk about it. I don't think she can talk in detail about sex.
It's not going to work out, y'all. It's not going to work out.
He's like, because, you know, I kind of need to get my dick wet so I can start the conversation about me moving to the Philippines permanently, because I'm projecting we have sex on day 8 and then I bring up moving to Philippines on day 10. I think that's a good time. Because that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
It's so fucked.
Yeah.
I need some fucking Rolaids with this storyline.
You want to walk over to Hurley's with me? Calm both of ourselves.
I hope she fucking cons him. That's what I really hope. I hope she just takes it all.
But
takes
she
everything.
Can't.
I know.
We're going to find out next. He's broke and that he doesn't want to go
and that's
back
the
to
worst
America.
Part.
No, she's got to dump him and get with someone else.
Maybe she can. Maybe he
I
can,
love
maybe
her, though.
He would wind up one day in like a two. He needs to end up in like a bathtub of ice with a kidney removed.
Oh, right. On
that's
that
note, what I'd enjoy.
That's the show, everybody. We're gonna leave you on that
and
one.
And Faith, you get all that kidney money.
Okay. Don't get it because then it happens, and then like wherever in the court of law did
happy.
You get the idea? And they're like, there was this bitchy queen on a podcast.
Good luck accusing me of this. I'd walk into that courtroom with a hat. I'd walk into that courtroom like Whitney walking into what's her name's divorce party.
Whitney.
With my gay husband in tow.
I need
this
Whitney,
is from the Secret Lives of Mormon
I need
Wives.
Whitney to do her eyebrows out just like half
it's
an
bad.
Inch more.
It's really bad.
It looks really bad.
The
her
Bryce Dallas Howard of it all.
Yes. Y'all, that is the show. You can go to realitygaze.com to learn more about us. Thank you so much for your support. It's really, you know, it's not lost on us that we're here. And we were just saying before we started, can't believe we're in New York City for work, for this
Yay!
Job that y'all have changed our lives. And again, we just want to say thank you so much. And we're having a ball. But on that note, I need to go take like a Xanax from that fucking bird. So just close it fucking out, y'all. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you always take your emotional support ex-boyfriend on your flights internationally. First of all, you need therapy. Second of all, call us.